Duncan here, and welcome to the podcast. This week is a little bit different because this is actually going to be the last episode in season one. And so after this, we'll take a little bit of a break. And Ruby is doing bedtime routine, but I thought I'd sit down and give one more story. And this story is about a battle unicorn. Most of us are very aware of what a unicorn looks like, white with rainbows and a big horn in the front of it. But a battle unicorn looks a lot more like a rhinoceros, big, grey, heavy, kind of got an armoured shell on them. And so I thought I'd tell you a story about one of those. Now, I have the story cubes, and so let us shake them up and then roll them out. And today's story is about a battle unicorn, and it all starts in a house out in the wilderness. And in that house lived two people, and in the inside of the house there was a birdcage, and that birdcage contained a little budgerigar. And the budgerigar would always squeak when someone came close to the house, kind of like a warning. And these two people who lived in the house were a bit of a recluse. You see, the truth of the matter was, is they contained the map to a secret maze. And that secret maze told a story about a magical minotaur that protected a special treasure. And so these people, you know, wanted to know when a baddie was coming along because they needed to protect this special mystical map. One day, a wizard came along for an adventure to try and find out where these two were so that he could find this special magical mystery map protected by a magical minotaur. And so he climbed up a mountain and he followed the special magical lit lamps to the house. And upon finding the house, the birds started to chirp. And of course, the people who hadn't had guests in a long, long time decided to invite him in for a cup of tea. Because that's what you do when guests come over. Even if you are protecting a magical mystery map, it's always nice to have good house manners. And so in came the wizard, and he had coffee and tea and biscuits with the two people living in the house. Now, little did he know that battle unicorns can actually take on the look and form of a human. And so as he was having a cup of tea, he heard one of them sneeze. And as he sneezed, they turned into a battle unicorn, which in some case weighs 300 to 400 kilos. Gigantic animals. And it startled the wizard. And the wizard was like, hold on, you're not people. I've heard stories about you. You're a battle unicorn. And so he went along and he said, okay, listen, you've got to tell me about this magical mystery map. I mean, you've been sitting on it for so long. Is there a way to get to it? And, you know, the battle unicorns talked back and forward, and they were like, well, it's protected by a minotaur. And you'll have to beat the minotaur to get in there. But we know that minotaurs like music. So if you play them a song, then you might be able to get to the treasure at the end of the magical mystery map. So he said, follow the path up to the lighthouse, and then at the lighthouse you'll find a mysterious door, and if you walk through that door, then you'll find the minotaur, and the minotaur guards the path to the magical mystery maze. And so sure enough, the wizard went on his way, and the battle unicorn said, you know what, we haven't been outside for a while, so do you mind if we take along on the journey? And so sure enough, the wizard and the two battle unicorns, who took their actual form, and it's pretty formidable sight, honestly, if you think about it. A battle unicorn, 200-300 kilos, each side of a wizard. I mean, that's pretty scary. And they walked up the path to the lighthouse, and they found the magical mystery door, and they went inside and they saw that the minotaur was there protecting everything. He said to him, what are you guys doing here? Did you bring any snacks? And they were like, no, we didn't bring any snacks. Did we need to bring snacks? And he's like, yeah, I've been guarding this place forever. I'm starving. No one ever brings me snacks when they come along to visit. Well, the thing is whereas, you know, unicorns can grant wishes, battle unicorns can grant snacks. And you see, the battle unicorns knew this, and they said to the minotaur, what is your favorite snack? If you could think of any snack in the world, what would it be? And they said, and he thought, and he thought and he thought and he said to himself, you know what I want is a giant trough of salad. I love salad. No one ever brings me salad. People bring me steak, but I'm a minotaur. I don't want to eat steak. And so sure enough, the battle unicorns used their magical powers and conjured up a gigantic trough of salad, which the minotaur, who has been so hungry, started hoeing into. And he was like, this is the best meal I've ever had. And he ate and he ate and he ate. And anyway, because they knew the path through the magical mystery map and through the magical mystery maze, the battle unicorns took the wizard all the way to what he thought was going to be the treasure. And when he arrived, there was a frog there. Just a single solitary frog. And the wizard said, what is a frog doing here at the end of the magical mystery maze? Battle unicorn said, well, it's a very special frog. This frog will allow you, if you like, to turn into a battle unicorn. It's a battle unicorn frog. But we don't want too many battle unicorns. I mean, it's a pretty special animal. In fact, it's so special, most people have never, ever, ever heard of him. And the magician thought to himself, are you kidding me? I came all this way. I had meal with you guys. I wanted to go through. And you're telling me at the end of this, it's just a frog that if I kiss it, I become a battle unicorn? I have to kiss the frog to become a battle unicorn? They're like, yeah. That's all. That's what we've got here. And then the battle unicorn said to the wizard, who was very frustrated and perturbed, said, what were you hoping? No, you never asked. And if you had asked us what was the end, we would have all told you it was a special magical frog that turns you into a battle unicorn. Anyway, the wizard went home very disappointed, and the battle unicorns, of course, dropped off a little bit of extra food for the frog, said hello to the minotaur, and went back to their cabin. And it's one of the reasons people don't ever go and visit battle unicorns, because they are very generous and friendly, but the truth is, at the end of the magical mystery maze, it's just a frog that turns you into a battle unicorn. And really, you don't want to be a battle unicorn, because trying to find outfits that fit you when you're 200 or 300 kilos is very hard. It is. Even the larger man sizes just don't fit. I mean, we're not talking an XXL. You need like XXXXXXXXXXL. That's big. Anyway, that's my story. And this is the end of season one of Lesser Known Unreal Animals. So we'll be taking a break for just a month or two so we can collect some new episodes. And if you'd like to add to it, please let us know. All right. Have a great day. Bye.